Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County considers grazing leases for Spaeth Ranch. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Commissioners are exploring short-term grazing leases for the 5,512-acre Spaeth Ranch, which they purchased for $10 million last year. Originally intended for a state shooting complex, the land remains mostly unused after the project was awarded to Cody. Gillette News Record reported commissioners say leasing the ground for grazing isn't the ideal use, but will generate some revenue until a larger development opportunity arises. Talks are also underway for potential land swaps with state and federal agencies to consider ownership, making future development easier. A land exchange could take up to 18 months, but commissioners see it as a step towards attracting industrial or energy projects. For now, they plan to lease the property and keep options open for its long-term potential. Wyoming superintendent weighs in on transgender sports ban, school vouchers, and leadership. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder says the debate over transgender athletes in sports is about safety and fairness, not discrimination. Cowboy State Daily reported, as a woman's rugby coach, she believes female athletes should have equal opportunities to compete.
This is really about safety and opportunity for women and girls in sports. That's what I'm really passionate about. When it comes to my rugby players that I coach, their safety is number one, and I'll do anything to protect those girls.
Two bills in the Wyoming legislature aim to extend a ban on transgender females in women's collegiate sports. Meanwhile, Degenfelder also supports universal school vouchers, saying families should have more choices in education. At 36 years old, she's focused on Wyoming's future, emphasizing bold leadership and economic growth. A sixth-generation Wyomingite, she says her mission is to create more jobs and improve quality of life for the next generation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.